As he spoke thus, Athena grew more wroth in spirit and chid Odysseus with these angry words. Odysseus, you have no longer such firm power and spirit as when, for the sake of white-armed high-born Helen, you fought the Trojans 9 years long, unflinchingly, and vanquished many men in mortal combat, and by your wisdom Priam's wide-wayed city fell. Why now, returned to home and wealth, and here confronted with the suitors, do you shrink from being brave? Nay, nay, good friend, stand by my side. Watch what I do, and see how in the presence of the foe, Mentor, the son of Alcimus, repays a kindness. She spoke, but gave him not quite yet the victory in full. Still she made trial of the strength and spirit, both of Odysseus and his valiant son. Up to the roof-beam of the smoky hall she darted like a swallow, resting there. Now the suitors were led by Agelaus, son of Damastor, by Eurynomus, Amphimedon, Demoptolemus, by Pisander, son of Polyctor, and wise Polybus. For these in manly excellence were quite the best of all who still were living, fighting for their lives. The rest the bow and storm of arrows had laid low. So to these men said Agelaus, speaking his words to all, Now, friends, at last the man shall hold his ruthless hands, for Mentor has departed after uttering idle boasts, and the men at the front door are left alone. So hurl your long spears, but not all together. Now then, six let fly first, and see if Zeus allows Odysseus to be hit and us to win an honor. No trouble about the rest when he is down. He said, and all to whom he spoke let fly their spears with power. Athena made all vain. One struck the doorpost of the stately hall, one the tight-fitting door, another's ashen shaft, heavy with bronze, crashed on the wall. And when the men were safe from the suitors' spears, then thus began long-tried royal Odysseus. Friends, let me give the word at last to our side, too. Let fly your spears into the crowd of suitors, men who seek to slay and strip us, adding this to former wrongs. He spoke, and all with careful aim let fly their pointed spears. Odysseus struck down Demoptolemus, Telemachus, Euryades, the swineherd, Elatus, and the herdsman of the cattle, Pisander. All these together bit the dust of the broad floor, the other suitors falling back from the hall to deep recess. Odysseus' men sprang forward, and from the bodies of the dead pulled out the spears. And now the suitors let fly again their pointed spears with power. Athena made them for the most part vain. One struck the doorpost of the stately hall, one the tight-fitting door, another's ashen shaft, heavy with bronze, crashed on the wall. But Amphimedon wounded Telemachus on the wrist of the right hand, though slightly. The metal tore his outer skin. Antisippus with his long spear grazed Eumaeus on the shoulder, which showed above his shield. The spear flew past and fell upon the ground.